The Bush administration is defending the imprisonment of an American citizen using entirely secret evidence. It is believed to be the first time in U.S. history that lawyers challenging an imprisonment of an American citizen have been denied any information justifying a detention. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
This is the latest twist in the increasingly mysterious case of Ahmed Abu Ali, a U.S. citizen and valedictorian of his suburban Virginia high school class, who was arrested nearly 2 years ago by Saudi Arabian authorities as he was about to take his final exams at the Islamic University in Medina. At the time of his arrest, three other Americans in Saudi Arabia were also arrested, subsequently indicted in the U.S., and sent here for trial. One of the three has already been set free by a federal judge who said there was insufficient grounds for prosecution. Abu Ali was not indicted and has been held in prison in Saudi Arabia ever since his arrest in 2003. His parents eventually challenged his imprisonment in the U.S. courts, contending that their son was being held by the Saudis at the behest of the U.S. government. The Bush administration did not contest the family's allegations, but contended that the U.S. courts have no jurisdiction in a case involving foreign imprisonment. But federal judge John Bates, a conservative Bush appointee, rejected that argument as so sweeping that it would allow the government at its discretion to avoid the constraints of the Constitution by simply delivering a United States citizen to a foreign country. The judge said there was, quote, considerable evidence that the U.S. had initiated the arrest. He noted that FBI agents had complete access to the prisoner from the moment of his arrest, and the judge also cited evidence of torture, including two instances in which witnesses quoted a federal prosecutor as making comments suggesting that Abu Ali had had his fingernails torn out. Rather than ordering the release of the prisoner, however, the judge ordered the U.S. government to produce documents that Abu Ali's lawyer said would prove their claims, such as State Department cables and Internal Justice Department and State Department memoranda. 2 weeks ago, when the government was scheduled to produce the information, it asked for a delay amid hints that it intended to indict Abu Ali. But yesterday, just 2 days before the rescheduled hearing date, the government filed a motion asking Judge Bates, once again, to dismiss the case, this time citing secret evidence. Since 9/11, the government has used secret evidence when seeking to deport foreigners from the U.S. But lawyers for Abu Ali and other experts said yesterday that his case is believed to be the first time that secret evidence has been the exclusive basis for defending the imprisonment of a U.S. citizen. The evidence filed with the judge is not available in any form to the lawyers representing Abu Ali, and thus, they said yesterday, they have no way to rebut it. The Justice Department had no comment. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.